Jesus' name, let's stand together. Bow our heads as we open the service. Lord, we're truly so appreciative, thankful. Lord, your promise that where two or three are gathered, there you'll be. Lord, knowing that you're here amongst us and with us, and readily ready to, Lord, enrich our hearts with revelation of thy word tonight. And Lord, we pray that we have come, everyone, Lord, with the right open heart and pull, Lord, that we may receive what you have for us. For truly, Lord, it's a blessing. Lord, not something we, at least me, Lord, not I deserve or feel that I have it coming to me, but it's your grace that you would reveal any of your word to me. And I thank you, Lord, for every little jot and tittle that you grant to me. I pray that you would just bless each and every one of us, Lord, with your word tonight. Oh, God, have your way. Bless us now, Lord. Bless every phase of the service. Lord, may the songs prepare us for your word, Lord. May our hearts be open, minds clear. Lord, and just deal with us, we ask. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Always wonderful, saints. Amen. The familiar little chorus we sing so often, page 299, he is here. He's truly here, saints. He's never failed us to meet us. Amen. He is here, hallelujah, he is here, amen, he is here, holy, holy, I will bless his name again, he is. Once again, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my sweetheart, I love you. Lord Jesus, dear with my heart, oh God, for a closer walk, Lord. Thank you for that. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he is here. Hallelujah.
He is here.
Amen.
He is
come in contact with him. Never be the same. Hallelujah. Page 491 in your books. We've come into his house to worship and magnify him. Amen. Is that what you've come here for this night? Hallelujah. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him. He's the Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Oh, so forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself. Concentrate on him. Precious to us. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, he's wonderful, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. I just love him. Amen. A little chorus, can we sing, in the presence of Jehovah? Amen. In the presence of troubles and Almighty Jehovah, Prince of Peace, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How I love you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it to him. Worship him. Hallelujah. 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 Make me more like thee, dear Lord. Make me more like thee, Jesus. Make me more You take the request this evening.
Gracious Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy and grace unto us, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that how one day that you did get condemned, Lord, and take upon you a body of flesh, and gave you your very own life in Calvary, Lord, and redeem our souls from hell, Lord, and thy God, to give us that eternal life, Lord, that you promised us, Lord, and thy God, God, we were your very thoughts, Lord, and you have been predestinated us, Lord, and out here to be poured out of this world of sin. God, God, pay the price for our sin, Lord, and we might have redemption paid for, Lord, to your precious blood. Bring confidence as we gather here tonight, Lord, and every heart's desire, Lord, and I God tonight that you pray to God according to thy will, Lord. According to thy word, Lord, as we believe and accept you, God, and you would meet our needs, Lord. You'd help us, Lord, and not to fail, Lord, to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for every need that you meet for us, Lord. Pray, dear God, most of all, that you put such a desire in our hearts, Lord, to serve you, Lord, and thy God would meet me and come down to the place, Lord, that thy God would be willing to die for you, Lord. I know it seems like it's a far outreach thing in this hour, but Lord, I believe your God, and there's many things, Lord, yet that's going to happen, Lord, and thy God would cause us, Lord, to draw closer and closer to you, Lord. Cause our hearts we turn back to you, Lord, and we draw closer to you. And pray, Father, tonight that you just anoint the messenger tonight to make forth your word, Lord. And God, may you just speak the things that you lay upon his heart, Lord, and that you'd open our hearts and minds tonight to receive that word. And if I bring forth the truth, Lord, and thy God, as a righteousness and holiness, Lord, and not only will we understand it, Lord, and have a revelation of it, Lord, and it will work,
yes,
God, in our
Lord,
lives,
let it be
Lord,
to me.
Fulfill your very word in this hour. Oh, God. We pray, Father, and ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would anyone in the congregation have a song? Praise his holy name. Got something, Grace? Amen. We are standing on holy ground. Amen. We stand. Amen. On holy ground. Thank you. coming. Do you believe that? He's promised it. Amen. Let's sing it one more time, and we'll just ask Brother DeLong to come in that. Hallelujah. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much . No wonder, Lord, on that day when we're gathered around that great table, wipe the tears from our eyes. Just, Lord, to be in your presence. We are blessed, oh God. Blessed beyond measure. You're so wonderful, Lord. I don't ever want to leave your presence, Lord. I want you all the time in my life. Everywhere I go, Lord, have your way. So precious. Help us, Lord, to surrender greater to you. That, Lord, you can have your way in our lives. And if there's any in here tonight, Lord, that you're not real to yet, Lord, I ask that you make yourself real to them, Lord. Oh, God. You bless us. We love you now. We wait on you to speak to us through the Word. And by the Holy Ghost, Lord, may you make that Word real in our hearts. We ask it in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' name. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. You know, when you feel His presence, and you know He's here, you think, who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Why? He's so precious. Truly, in vindication of what He wants. Amen. And a vindication of what's being spoken is what He wants. Amen. I renew your mind to a little quote here as we read this morning from the Message Influence, March 15, 1964, paragraph 131. Here is a good example. Always be conscious of your littleness, not your bigness. Amen. Ain't that the truth?
Amen.
Amen. Praise His holy name. I love Him. For He is Lord. He has risen from the dead.
Amen.
He is Lord. Amen. And renew your mind back to this one in paragraph 104 in respects. God demands respects. You've got to have it. If you ever get anything from God, you're going to respect God. And you must do it from your heart, the bottom of your heart. You must do it. So we want to just again let the scripture back that up. If you'd like to stand with me, we'll read our scripture reading tonight, Matthew 8th chapter. Read a very familiar scripture of a little event here that happened. I don't hardly ever feel like tonight preaching. I feel like singing and worshiping. Tell Him how good He is. Amen. Matthew 8 and the 5th verse. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto Him a centurion, beseeching Him, and saying, Lord, there it is again, Lord. When someone recognizes the presence of the Holy King, it's always Lord. Amen. And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Now watch the humility and the respects. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that Thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour.
Amen.
May God bless, reading his word. You may be seated. Amen. So again, we see another example when a man respected the presence of God. And I find that by going through these precious words of life, that how much more God can do in your life and in my life if we respect the presence of the Holy King.
Amen.
In our life and are truly conscious of that. As the prophet, I read it to you last Sunday and this Sunday, of how we should be so conscious of the presence of God in our life. What could a man or a woman ever receive, or a young person receive, that would stir them in such a way that everything they do, and every place they go, and everything that they're doing in life, that they could keep conscious of the presence of God? What could take place to a man or woman's life to do this, to cause this, to where this would be a reality and not just something that the preacher taught about and the scriptures speak about and God's prophet spoke on? What could happen to an individual's life to cause this, that it be so real? That there wouldn't be enough garbage in life that the world could offer. There couldn't be enough cares of life choke it, that it'd be so great.
Amen.
Well, saints, I believe that's the point that the sons and daughters of God are coming to. If she'll only yield and truly do as God said to do, it will happen. I want that in my life.
Amen.
That's what happened back to those people when they were led by the Spirit of God. And everything that they'd done. That's what was going on. As Brother Timothy mentioned again, the little story about Brother Branham walking down the sidewalk and the little collared lady at the gate. That her son was dying. And he was on his way to the airport. That's what was going on. There was two people there that had made contact with the presence of God. Nothing else in life mattered more than living in the presence of God. And look what God can do in our lives if we find that walk with him. Let's turn to Luke 7th chapter and let's read something here. Luke 7, let's begin here at the 36th verse. Amen. I thank God I'm here. I am so thankful. Don't feel worthy of it, but I'm thankful.
Amen.
Amen. And one of the Pharisees, 36 verse, 7th chapter of Luke. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. I remember
whole situation here. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Remember, people today has become too big to even think about helping a sinner. Be concerned about a sinner. People have become too great in their own eyes. Too much self-righteousness. Better than anybody else. That's what the message people are coming to. A lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. This was very expensive, friends, back then. Very expensive. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping. Weeping. Do you have an idea kind of what she was feeling when she was weeping? She was in the presence of God in flesh. Wow. That same God is here tonight.
Amen.
I'm in His presence. Amen. And begin to wash His feet with tears. Wow. I think by grace, I have a feeling I know a little bit about how she felt. Yeah. And did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the anointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, I hate to say it, and I hate to admit it, friends, but I see a lot of message believing people say this. This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. For she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, he knew his heart.
Amen.
Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And notice what he said. And he saith, Master, say on. It wasn't Lord, my owner. It was Master. It was a great teacher. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? I don't know about you, but I felt like I owed a whole lot more than 500.
Amen.
Yeah. Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto them, or unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? You know, these things were written for our admonition.
Amen.
Oh my. These words I'm reading is for you personally. It may not have been the exact situation for you, but I'm going to tell you, it fits every one of us.
Amen.
Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. If this wasn't the way God wanted to be, he wouldn't have let it be that way. But it pleased him that this little sinner washed his feet with her tears and dried his feet with the hairs of her head in great respects and great reverence to the presence of God that was before her. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. How we should be and not cease to give him respects and reverence. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many. See, he knows it was many.
Amen.
He knows ours was too. Are forgiven. Look again what happened to somebody that respected being in the presence of God. All her sins were forgiven. Wow. Couldn't get anything better than that. You can get healings and all kinds of things.
Amen.
But to have your sins forgiven is wonderful.
Amen.
Her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loveth much, or loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, this is so real to me, Stephen, your sins are forgiven. Because I've given unto you to recognize my presence. And now can he say, because you've respected my presence.
Amen.
Your sins are forgiven. Does he say that to you tonight? And do you know for sure that your sins are forgiven? Do you sit there tonight and know that this is how you feel about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Or are you one that feels within yourself that there wasn't a whole lot in your life that had to be forgiven? And you didn't really need God. You was good enough you could work yourself up to be good for God. Or do you really know where you came from and what you was? I'll remind you, without the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us was stinking, filthy, lousy flesh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
There was nothing in us any good. Nothing. Without God's grace, truly was bound for hell. Yeah. But God, who is rich in mercy, and hath loved us ere we knew him.
Amen.
His mercy rewrote every one of our lives.
Amen.
Oh, and our sins was many. Are we appreciative and respectful and reverence? Very reverence to the presence of the King. That's even in our midst tonight. Yeah. And goes with you every day.
Amen.
Are you conscious of that? That you're so conscious of it that you wouldn't want to hurt him for anything.
Right.
Oh,
what a different life it would be for some of us if we had that kind of a life. To where it would come to the point that where it was truly a reality, you wouldn't want to hurt him for anything and for nothing. How much more careful we would be before we made any decisions.
Amen.
Before we'd done anything, said anything, anything was spoken from our lips. We'd be so careful. Let's go on. I'm going to read here in the Message Respects again. Brother Branham's saying here, what about Martha? Paragraph 154. She was always thinking about fixing Jesus a good dinner. Mary wanted to hear the word of God. So she just sat around and listened at him. She didn't care whether the pillowcases was changed or whether the curtains was dusted or whether they had anything to eat or not. She just wanted to hear what Jesus was going to say. But Martha always wanted to cook him a good dinner and be sure that the chair was made soft and it was set just right and everything was cleaned up like that. But she wanted him to do something for Jesus in her way. And to do something for Jesus in her way. And Mary wanted to do it in her way. So Mary and Martha had two different ideas here of what they wanted to do for Jesus. All right? Of course, everybody kind of looks down on Martha. But don't look down on Martha. This is what Brother Branham says here. But one day when Lazarus, many people talk about Martha, and said she ought to be more interested. Oh no, just a moment. See, there come a time for Martha to show hers. And then when Lazarus died, her brother, which Lazarus was Martha's brother, she sent for him to come pray for him. He did not come. He ignored the call. He went on somewhere else. She sent again. He still ignored the call. But when finally he come, seemed like now that she could have walked out to him and said, "Why didn't you come? Why didn't you come when I called you? My brother was laying there sick. We've left our church. We've left our organization. We've done everything to follow your message because we did believe that you were a man of God. But how could a man of God," he skips a little bit, and he said, we two orphan or three orphan children, here, three orphan people, and our livelihood was making tapestries for the temple. We was members there. Our mother and father was members there. But because that you hoaxed us into a thing to believing that this, what you're trying to teach, and saying that you're a son of God, a prophet sent from God, and these things, how could we ever believe you? A man that wouldn't even listen to me when I called for you. Now, that's what she could have said. He's showing us. Been disrespectful to the Lord. And when I was in need, I had need of you. You ignored my message and went on. Have we ever felt that way? Lord, you're just ignoring me. Why don't you answer my prayer? And I sent again and you still ignored it. Why did you do a thing like that? If she'd have done that, the story would have been a different, it'd be different tonight even.
Amen.
But what did she do? She ran right straight to where he was and fell down at his feet and said, "Lord."
Amen.
"Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died." She knew that he had everything it took to keep his brother alive. He says here, oh, there you are. What was she doing? She was respecting. She was in the presence of God, and she respected him. You remember these things, saints. And every time you come through those doors, you remember.
Because he may do something sometime that you wished you'd have been conscious of the presence of God.
Amen.
Don't come in and mess it. Don't do it. The Holy Ghost warns you. She called him her Lord. Lord, if thou would have been here, not that I sent for you and that was all forgotten. See, that was all forgotten that I sent for you. That was all forgotten. She didn't think of it that way. She was respecting the Lord. Said, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Now you're here. If you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. He said, thy brother shall rise again. Oh, hallelujah. Look what God can do when he's here. Oh, she said, yes, Lord, I know he'll rise again in the last day. And he said, but I am the resurrection and the life. He yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I believe, Lord, that thou art the Son of God that was to come into the world. And even now, Lord, not, Lord, you ought to have done this and you ought to have done that. Have you ever thought that about the preacher? That maybe, by chance, was being led by the Holy Spirit. And you sit there and think, well, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? Sit there and think that? Just remember, I remind you, be careful. Don't never enter in without recognizing the presence of the King. Don't never do it. You just might miss something. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. Even now. That's what he said. I'll read it again. I believe, Lord, that thou art the Son of God that was to come into the world. And even now, Lord, not, Lord, you ought to have done this and you ought to have done that, but even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you.
Amen.
I want you to think about it. How much different would be to ask God for something when you know that you're in His presence. Or to come through those doors and just, it's another service. It's just another time we come together in and we're going to sing songs and we're just going to go home after we hear the message preached. But what different would it be? How would it change things if you knew the Lord Jesus Christ was here? Huh? My. I'm sure then if you ask, when you know He was here, or wherever you are at, you know He's going to give it to you. Because He promised it. And when you're sitting there in His presence, wow, how could you doubt it? Huh? Things would be so much different if we as a people could really, truly have conscience and be conscious of the very presence of God and know that He's that He's even in you. And you know for sure because you feel His presence. And know for sure you've met the requirements that you fear God.
You respect him. You reverence him. And you don't come through those doors and, oh, he should have preached about this because so-and-so's doing that. Why didn't he say something? But if, again, as I said, what if perchance it was there directly the leadership of the Holy Ghost what was preached? But you think it ought to be something different. Why don't he say this? Why don't he say that? Could have said some things this morning. As I said, it could really, really hurt. The God rich in mercy always gives warning.
Amen.
Before judgment.
Amen.
It's up to you how much you want to play. But Jesus Christ is real. He's real. And the sooner we find this place with him, the better off we're going to be. When you let him have complete control and you recognize that he's in control. I believe with all my heart, saints, that God's going to take somebody home out of this little group. I want me to be one of them. I want to be one of them. By God's grace, respects. So we find one time there was a Roman. I read the scripture, but I'm going to let him say a few things about this. He was a great man, and he loved the Jews. And he had a servant that was sick himself. He didn't feel worthy to ask Jesus himself. So you always want to feel a lot littler than what you are. I hope you let that be branded into your heart. You always want to feel a littler than what you are. Don't never be big in your own sight. And that seems to be a problem. So many people, especially preachers, think they're so big in their own sight. Now, and if you're big, let somebody else say it about you. This man, rather, he said he was a Roman centurion and he had a sick servant. So he sent to get this sick servant healed. It showed, you know, this certain centurion had a little something special about him. Because at that time, a lot of times the centurions that had people under them didn't care if they died or not. Read history. They didn't care. But for some reason, this special centurion, he wasn't too busy to care for his own soldier. And servant. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He does something how Jesus just spoke up and said, I'll come and heal him. And that's what the scripture said. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. Do you suppose Jesus already seen down in that man's heart?
Amen.
I would know he did. So on his road, the Romans seen him coming. I imagine he said, oh my, here comes the Holy One. Here comes that Holy One. I'm no count. He said, I'm a no count Gentile. I'm a Roman centurion. I'm a general, an officer. I'm really not a Jew. I have no right for that holy man to come. See the respect, he says. See the respect. That's so much different than people today. I'm a son of God and I expect you, Lord, to heal me. If I'm a son, this is owed to me. Even though God promised it to you. But still, if God would lift his hand, wow, it'd be bad. See, the respect, I don't have the right to have that holy servant of God come to my house. Saw him come to the door and he called him Lord. I am not worthy that you come under my roof. Probably had a palace of a home, a centurion, see. Said, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. And I didn't think myself worthy to even come to you, so I sent some of your own blessed people, the Jews. But I have a servant here that's very sick. He said, I'm a man under authority. And said, I say to the soldier, go, and he goes. And I say, this one, he comes, and he comes. What did he say there? He said, what did he say there? I know that you have all power. That's what he was telling Jesus. I have men myself that I say, come, and they come. Go, and they go. He was letting the Lord know he knew that he had all power. Over every disease. Amen. Over everything. He was letting Jesus know this. That he felt this in his heart. Called him Lord. I read these things. I wonder, Lord, do we really respect you enough? Do we really? Well, Brother Steve, I come to church and I do this and I do that. What's that got to do with respect? What is your personal life? And your personal relationship with God. And showing how you respect Him. Oh. You can say to this disease, go, and it goes. And you can say to this one, come, and it would come. See, he recognized. And as he had authority over these soldiers, so Jesus had authority over all sickness and diseases. Only thing you have to do, Lord, just speak the word. That's it. Just speak the word. My servant will live. Wow. Sometimes I wonder if we in the message today even have that much. Just speak the word, Lord. And it's done. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus stopped and turned around to them Jews and said, I haven't found faith like this over all Israel. He said, it's all right with your servant now. Jesus told the centurion, it's all right now with your servant. Why? Because he respected. Amen. He respected. He respected Jesus Christ, who was the God of heaven. Just think of maybe the revelation he would give us of this word as it comes. If we really respected him. Oh my. That this is not just coming to church, and it's not just coming to have a song service, and not just coming to hear a preacher preach. The God of heaven is here. Amen. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I can touch. I bless his name. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. Oh, I can touch his name and his holy praise him again. He's here. With me tonight, I love him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Oh, hallelujah. He's here. Just ask him. Whatever you want. And he will give it to you. Look what he'd done for these others. He forgiven sins. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Because he was respected. Oh my. God help us. Why don't you sisters come up to instruments? In Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Paragraph 629. Glory. The great angel of the covenant. That one who was with Moses in the wilderness. The one who came to Paul on the road to Damascus. That same one permitted his picture to be taken with us. The same one who was in the picture in the Life magazine the other day. The same word by the same God through the same channels, by the same way, by the same promise. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, oh, I am there in their midst. Then he is here. The angels of God are encamped about those who fear him. Respect him. That hangs only to his word. And saints, by his grace. I've tried and tried to hang only to that word. And I believe you do too. We want to hang only to that word. We don't want no man's creeds.
Amen.
No man's ideas. The angels of God are camped about those who fear him. That hangs only to his word. No man can respect that word without fearing God. Then, here he is. Here this evening with us as we worship him in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he's here. Let's sing that little chorus. Let's stand. Sing it again. He is here. Brother Josh, come up and dismiss us tonight.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him
calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be. Hallelujah.
precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we felt your presence here tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, whether it be in song, Lord, or thy word, Lord, you're always here. And Lord Jesus, never let us take it for granted each and every time we walk through them doors. Dear God, you have already done so much for us. Oh God, we owe you our lives as it is. But Lord, we want to climb, Lord. We got a home to reach, Lord. We got a goal to reach. Oh God, just make it a reality to us, Lord. Lord, pour out your blessings of revelation on each and every one of us, Lord, as we sit here. Lord, that's more important than anything in this life, Lord, that you could do for us. Oh God, we're just so appreciative here, Lord. You met us here this night. Lord, thank you for blessing our hearts this night with thy word. And Lord, don't ever let us fail to give you the glory for anything you do in our lives, oh God. Lord, I know you've done a lot for me, oh God. I appreciate it. Lord, let us show our thankfulness, Lord. Lord, let us show our respect. Amen. Lord, you're so good. And Lord, I appreciate all these brothers and sisters here gathered with us tonight. Lord, you've blessed each and every one of us, Lord. I'm so thankful for them. Lord, let us love and hold each other up in prayer. Lord, root each other on. Lord, we all got a goal to get to. Lord, it's an individual race, but Lord, we love our brothers and sisters, and we want to see them make it in. Amen. Lord, just be with us now. Lord, bless us as we leave this place. Never leave your presence, Lord. Every day in our lives, stay with us. Whether we're at home or work, Lord, go with us wherever we go. Lord, and let us give reverence to you, Lord. Oh, we'll always appreciate you, Lord, for what you do for us. Bless us now as we leave. Let your will be done in our lives. We ask in the name of the precious and holy, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's sing it again as we leave here.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same.
Amen. Praise God. You may be dismissed.